This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
25% off, the ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're just despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. In case you haven't gotten one. See that? Can you see it? Yeah, I think I see it. All right. Wrong way? That way. There you go. You got to get a TRS mug. You have to. And if you want to know how to get one, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. No, they're not like, you know, three easy payments of $29.99. It doesn't work that way here. But you got to converse with me to figure out how to get one. Anyway, I am your host, Joe Messina, and always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening up there on the website. So, here's something you probably won't hear from mainstream media. And by the way, hang out, because I've got Congressman Steve Knight will join us. After the first break, quarter past the hour. Quarter, that's right, quarter, where I come from, quarter past the hour. And you won't hear this in many of the mainstream media places. And I get the biggest kick out of this because, again, I don't know, what is it? Is it they're afraid that putting out this kind of stuff is going to make people feel more sympathetic towards whites or what have you? How about just we put out the facts and let people decide on their own? The story comes out of Miami. And the writer says, as it turns out, our deeply racialized view of poverty bears no resemblance to reality. Now, when people think of poor people, when the people think of who's living in poverty, what do you think of most of the time? Let's be honest about it. Right? You're thinking of a black. Well, now, the thing that makes me crazy is why do you think it's blacks? Are you saying the blacks can't do it on their own? Is that what you're thinking in the back of your head? You know that's wrong. Now, though it's true that African Americans are disproportionately likely to live below the poverty line, it's also true that the vast majority of those in poverty are white. Almost 30 million people, in fact. There are more white people, let this sink in, there are more white people living in poverty than all the others combined. Owsley County, Bonneville is the county seat, don't even know what that means, is the epicenter of that poverty. Now, median income here is less than $20,000. Wow. The obesity rate is 50%, life expectancy 71.4 years. That's more than 70 years below the national average. Look, if your obesity rate is up over 50%, I'm surprised that the life expectancy is 71 years old. 36% of its citizens living below the poverty line, and 98.5% of its population identifying as white. It's the poorest and one of the whitest places in America. Leonard Pitts is black, and so his commentary on poor whites is even more fascinating as it reveals an honest reflection on the issue. You know, I'm sure he's received a whole bunch of nasties. You know, he's got to come to grips with the falseness of the national narrative that poverty only strickens the blacks, only strickens African Americans. There was a recognition that the dynamic of the conversations about poverty, they got to change. See, first you got to find out what the problem is. You got to identify the problem to fix it. If you're not taking care of that, well, then it's a problem. He goes on to say there's a remarkable consistency to the way citizens of the poor, white, mountain South have been portrayed in popular culture and scholarship. In entertainment, they are narrowly defined as naifs, whose very innocence and trusting nature insults them from the conniving machinations of city folk. These are not words I'd use. I use plain English. He says he gets the vision of Jed Clampett when he looks at these people. They're portrayed as lazy sluggards. Right? Big, dumb people. I mean, I don't see them that way. But he's saying that's what most people think when they think about these people. He said, you got to get past that John Boy mindset. Or the whole Walton family kind of mindset. Now, in 1957, he said, the Chicago Tribune described an influx of savage, vicious, depraved newcomers from the poor white South under the lurid headline, Girl Reporter Visits Jungles of Hillbillies. Wow. Boy, she would have been fired for even submitting that today. It would have never got out. In 1963, Harry Cottle published what is still regarded as the landmark in study of the poor white South, called A Night Comes to the Cumberlands. Yet even that book, which takes pains to document how poverty was imposed upon the Appalachia by its isolation, you know, it's really funny. One of the things that irks me is I realize that even our poor people here are better off than some of our, well-off people in other countries. But you go through that Appalachian Mountains, you go through that strip, you've got some pretty, pretty poor people there. People probably haven't seen any good food in years. Probably haven't had a change of clothing in years. So I think it's, again, I just want to go back to it. I think it's quite interesting of the stereotypes that we have, the thought process that we have, about how, again, if you think of poverty, you're thinking of poor black folk. And it doesn't work that way. Hey, I'm Joe Bacini, your host. Hang tight. Congressman Steve Knight will join me after the break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
You tiny brained whoppers of other people's buttons!
We are back. Yeah. We come back when I hit the right number. When I don't hit the right number, we don't come back. I'm Joe Bacini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Oh, again, always a pleasure to have you with me and on board with me. The Mr. Knight or Congressman Knight will be with us in just a little bit. I'm not going to promise, because you never know when he gets a call. He might have got a call from, because the only other important, more important than I would be Speaker Ryan for him. Maybe his wife. We'll see. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. Listen, I got a gazillion other stories that I can deal with as well. So we can still have, I know it's just with me, but we can still have a boatload of fun. Seriously. So the these Trump riots that are going on. And why they're calling them Trump riots, I don't know. Because it's not Trump inciting the riot. I wish people would get that through their heads. It's not Trump inciting the riot. You know, you guys on the right that are trying to blame him for this, but you really get crazy when they blame the gun for the killing, right? Not the person pulling the trigger. You're doing the same thing here. The riots are by the boneheads being busted and shipped in by the other side. Now, an editor with the website Vox was suspended Friday. He shouldn't. This guy should not be just suspended. He should be thrown in jail. Right? Remember? Do you remember when? I'll show you how hypocritical these people are. Do you remember when Trump said that if I don't get the nomination to do riots in the streets, people would riot? Well, guess what? They were all over him like white on rice, right? They wanted him to resign, pull out, do whatever, whatever, whatever. He was gone. It was finished. But now we have an editor at the website, Vox. Where is all the outcry from the left on this? There isn't any. Now, an editor with the website Vox was suspended Friday for a series of tweets encouraging protesters to start a riot at Donald Trump rally shortly after the Republican candidate's supporters were attacked outside a San Jose rally the night before. So we're not even done with the violence. We're not even done with the fighting. And this bonehead is telling people to keep it up, to do it again, to do it some more, right? We welcome a variety of viewpoints, but we do not condone writing that can put others in danger, the site's founder, Issa Klein, said, announcing the suspension of Emmett Renson. Renson's deputy was the deputy editor for the site's first-person section. He had taken to Twitter as reports first emerged of the chaotic scenes Thursday night outside the California rally. Now, the protesters were confronted by supporters of the presumptive GOP nominee. As they departed, supporters were punched. One woman was seen on film, although we don't use film anymore. One woman, they recorded her being hit with an egg and a whole bunch of other trash, right? From a guy that was holding a Mexican flag. So, like, I care. I care about her. I care what he did. He should have been arrested. Police did nothing. Right? Now, Emmett Renson tweeted that it's never a shame to storm the barricade set up around a fascist. You know, he's such a bonehead. He should look up the word. The fascist is on his side. And then he tweets immediately afterward, advice, if Trump comes to your town, start a riot. You know, you hear all these people. His suggestion was followed by a series of similar statements. I mean, this guy just went to town. Couldn't control himself. He said, listen, if Trump is Hitler, then you've got no business condemning rioters. If he isn't, you've got no business pretending normal is better. This guy makes no... You got to do a lot of drinking for him to make sense. Several bloggers, including Ed Morrissey of the conservative Hot Air, criticized Resnick's comments, but if it was not until Friday afternoon that Klein chimed in. Now, Klein left his position as a Washington Post columnist to start Vox in 2014. In announcing Resnick's suspension, Klein asserted he welcomes debate, but that direct encouragement of riots crosses the line. Meanwhile, Trump commented on the San Jose chaos during a rally Friday afternoon in Reading, calling some protesters thugs. I would have called them all thugs. Anybody who raised a hand, hit someone, threw something at someone, is a thug, period. You know, protest, there's nothing wrong with a protest. Nothing wrong with an honest protest. But if you're going to be a jerk and a thug, you should be called out as such. He wrote that, I wonder how many people beside themselves about anti-Trump riots have called for armed revolt against Obama in the past 8 years. So, see, it's okay to do this
because some of the Trump supporters have called for armed revolts against Obama. Well, I don't agree with that either. That shouldn't have happened either. But so now we're down to, well, he did it, so I can. Remember when your mom taught you two wrongs didn't make a right? Just because everybody else was doing something that was wrong didn't mean you had to jump in? Does that even apply anymore? Does anybody even know what that means? Seriously. God bless America. All right, let me see. What other crazies have you guys sent me? We did the white poverty story. We did the students said they have a mental breakdown, right? At Johns Hopkins. Hopkins. Yeah, you know which one. Close enough for government work, right? Let's see. Oh, this was a good one, too. A Kansas City military base abruptly canceled an upcoming prayer breakfast that featured retired Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin. After complaints were lodged that Boykin is anti-Muslim and anti-gay, Military Religious Freedom Foundation. Now, these are the same freedom from religion freaks, same group. The founder, Mickey Weinstein, told Army Times that Boykin's invitation caused great angst among soldiers at Fort Riley, leading some to break down in tears. What a crock. Can you see an Army guy or gal or whatever you want to call an Army person? Wait till they come up with a gender-neutral comment for that. I'm Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side. We'll find out what makes real men cry when we get back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right. The people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6. And these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We're going in, Steve. Hold on.
Okay.
This is fine.
He was a famous trumpet man out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was a top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the
draft. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, check the stations out. You check out stations, times. We're all over the place. We are like horse manure on a ranch. You can find us pretty much anywhere. I am Joe Messina, your host. And like I said, if you hop up to the website, there's all kinds of stuff going on there. We've got some great writers. You can take the poll. And just truly a million things you can do up there, and you can get distracted. I'm joined now by Congressman Steve Knight in the 25th Congressional District out of California, where we truly are the biggest exporter of fruits and nuts in the country. Congressman Knight,
is that how I get to introduce?
Anytime it has to do with California, that's how I introduce it.
I'll take that.
Yeah, it's not you. Nothing personal, but you know. These are the guys now. We can only have 9 clips in a magazine. We have to have some special tool to pop the magazine out of your gun. You have to get a background check to buy ammunition. I mean, God, really, I may move to Russia. I think you can have guns there, right? Just crazy.
Yeah, and the quickest way to take somebody's guns away is take away their ability to buy ammunition. And that's one of the things that California wants to do, is make it harder for you to buy ammunition. It's just getting ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, we're not taking, I look at the interviews, and we're not taking your guns away. You know, I didn't anything to take your guns away. We're just trying to make you safer, you know. And please, the thing that just happened on the UC campus, my heart goes out to those families, and I'm not trying to be, but here we go. You have a gun-free zone. You have a gun-free school. You have a gun-free county, gun-free city, gun-free state, and it still happened. And when are we going to start dealing with your mental health issues?
Yeah, I said that. I say that a lot. If somebody wants to do something that is violent and crazy, they can do it. And so, making it a gun-free zone is not going to stop them from doing that.
And with all due respect, Congressman, though, I kind of joked and said, "Now look what happened. They had to call in. They were showing the pictures. They had to call in the people who actually had guns to protect the people who didn't have guns."
Yeah, well, they had to call in the greatest police department in the country.
Yeah, for full disclosure, weren't you part of that group at one time?
just for 18 years.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, so, hey, first of all, congratulations. You graduated another one of your offspring.
I did. So now I've got an official college graduate, and my youngest just graduated high school, so I'm kicking him out to Arizona State.
My kids' bags would have been packed before the graduation ceremony was over. That would have been our fun trip for the weekend. Oh, God.
But well, congratulations. You know, I know it's a big step, a big deal. Let's talk about the VA, and I know they're very close to your heart. I know the vets are very close to your heart as well. You know, really, and correct me, I know you will if I'm wrong, we haven't seen much movement in the VA in ways of getting better for our vets. And now this bonehead comes out, Robert McDonald comes out, and perfect name for him, right, McDonald? He comes out and compares the excessive wait times to the veterans at Disneyland. And I'm thinking to myself, is it really that fun to wait in line for cancer treatment? Well, I wasn't aware.
Yeah, and you know, the number one issue on care is how long it takes to get the care. That is the issue, especially with the VA. You know, if you don't get the care in time and you die, then the best care in the world wouldn't matter. So, yeah, horrible comment. It's a dumb comment. I agree. But the issue is, one, it's ironic because Disneyland, I think, is one of the only groups in the country that does check their wait times by the minute.
Right.
They're checking those things because they know the more people they can get to the rides, the more people they can get into the park, the more money they can make. Well,
that's right.
You know, the VA should be thinking that way, that the more people that we can get into care and get them quality care, the better off they're going to be and the more vets we can see. You know, it's not rocket surgery here. It's just trying to get as many people good care as we possibly can in a timely fashion so that we can catch things that are happening and get treatment going quicker. So, yeah, just a dumb comment. I know that the VA committee has been working on several different parts. It's a machine that's in neutral right now, and unfortunately, it's going to take a little while. We're doing a couple different things. We just authored a bill that I think I'm going to get about 100 Congress members to co-author.
Wow!
And it is a new type of treatment for PTS and for TBI, and so it has been working. I think to date they have tried it on 80 vets, and 77 of them have had very positive reactions to this. And so they needed someone in Congress to say that, hey, let's try this in VA clinics. And I said, absolutely. If it's working at that high of a percentage, then we want to get some vets in there, as many as we can. So I'm authoring that bill. You'll see that over the next week or so. And, in fact, I was talking to a group of about 20 doctors just 2 nights ago. I told them I'd like you to read through all this paperwork and tell me what's good and what's not so good about it. But everything that's fed back on this has been great. So,
hey, Congressman, has the VA just gotten too big? I mean, is it?
The VA should not be this big of a bureaucracy. And the problem is the VA for many, many years gave great care and helped an awful lot of vets. And I believe that they lost their way, and then they got so big, and then they thought, well, the next thing we can do is we can build more brick and mortar, and we can put more clinics and things like that. It always amazes me when people come up and run for an office, and they say, well, we got to have more clinics, and we got to do more with the VA. No, you don't. You already have medical institutions. And if you want another medical institution in an underserved area, then have some sort of an agreement with the community there so that they can have private care there, but its primary goal is to give vet care. Then you can have that connection with the community. You can have shared expense, shared responsibility, and you don't have to have this big conglomerate building these brick and mortars all over the place, like the one in Denver that's going to cost us $1.8 billion to build a hospital.
Oh my God.
I think that the people that talk about the VA and they say that we need more, they don't know what the problem is. The problem is the VA is too big. It's a conglomerate of bureaucracies that lost their way. They have a lot of great people. They do. A lot of great people that want to help vets. There's no doubt about that. I've met a lot of them in the different clinics and hospitals. I don't doubt that. But the top order of the VA has lost its way, and the leadership is gone. So,
yeah, I have a hard time believing. And you're right. I believe there's a lot of good people there that want to do the right thing, but they've just gotten so big they can't even get out of their own way, and that means we lose a lot of good men and women every year to just point blank, you know, I don't want to say bad medical care, but a bad medical process, if you would, to get them.
Well, you know, anything, Joe, that gets to, you know, I think people would say that the LA Unified School District has gotten too big, and they don't know what is happening in all sections around the city. And so it has gotten to be such this big conglomerate of schools that it is failing a lot of the students in L.A., and that's unfortunate. And so if you did break it up into smaller school districts and they had tighter controls, I think that you would have better schooling in L.A. Unified School District. And you could have a board overseeing everything, but you've got to break it down into smaller groups.
Mm-hmm.
I don't put those two examples together, but I do in the one case that if you get too big and you lose track of the number one goal, and the VA's number one goal should be care of the vets, then you lost your way.
Yep.
And the bureaucracy got too big.
I got a question for you. Somebody just sent in and says, if the vets could get care expense vouchers, is there really any need? They're protecting you. Is that your Secret Service? Yeah, there you go.
I'm at home. That's my Jack Russell.
There you go.
He's a killer.
See, your home and your district, that makes me feel good. You're not hanging out in D.C.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
No, so the question was...
If the vets can get care vouchers, is there really any need for the VA, I mean, as far as you know, the big expenses that they bring on?
Well, so the change has been the CHOICE program, and the CHOICE program has had some good successes and some failures. And so I think what a lot of people are saying with the vouchers, and I agree.
You got to hold that thought because we got to go for a break because I believe in capitalism, and we're going to go make some money. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Bill.
Congressman Steve Knight joins me. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. We're talking about the VA. We'll be right back.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast. VaporPalace.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Stations and times are up on the website, therealside.com. If you head up there, you can go ahead and check out the stations. Check out the times. We are on 7 days a week. That's going to scare you. I don't care who you are. If you want to go up there, give me your email address. If you hop up on the website, little white box, top right-hand corner. I send out one email a week, one stinking little email a week, let you know who's going to be on the show, topics we're going to discuss. And if you read English, it says at the bottom, unsubscribe. So if you don't like what I'm sending, it's very simple. Unlike the government, I don't force you to do certain things. Speaking of the government, Congressman Steve Knight is joining me on air right now. And, Congressman, thanks for being with me tonight.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
All right. So before we went to break, somebody asked the question, if the vets can get those expense vouchers, is there really a need for the VA? And you were dealing with that.
I absolutely think that this is part of the change to the VA. So I think the choice program is one of the first steps. But, yes. We have a situation in the Antelope Valley where we have a vet home out here, and we have veterans that are from World War II. We had to take them down to Sepulveda, which is about 53 miles, to get their blood drawn. We have a VA clinic 4 miles away. So we have been working on this problem for the last 4 months just to get their blood drawn. In fact, we got to a point where they said, we have no idea or no way to accept a $10 copayment. And I said, are you kidding?
God.
And then they said, we don't know who's going to pay the $10. I said, I'll pay every $10 for every vet as a vet home. There's 60 vets. I said, we'll pay it every year. Just do it. And they said, well, somebody's got to tell us to do it. So we have been working on that for 4 months with the VA just to do basic services 4 miles away. That means blood drawn, blood pressure, basic physical, just necessity. And That is the bureaucracy. So we are dealing with the VA in the worst way possible. But I agree, that if you had the ability to change the system and just say, look, if I go into my hospital that's 3 miles away from my house and I get a basic service like, you know, free stitches or something like that, then there should be a bill or a payment process to the VA to take care of that veteran. That is an easy thing. Now, big ticket items, if you are doing oncology or something of that nature, then yes, you're probably going to have to go to a VA clinic, unless they're outside of the radius, then you can probably go somewhere closer. But, it gets to a point where it's just dealing with so much red tape and garbage that you just, so we're going to fix this problem. It's probably going to take us 5 months to do a very simple thing. And then we're going to move on to the next horrible VA problem. And, but we have written that bill for that new, treatment. We have on our website, I think I'm the only congressional member that's done this. We have a help veterans, button on there that will help you with housing, with medical, with benefits. We'll get medals that you deserve, all kinds of things. And the way we've produced it is, within 4 clicks, in 2 minutes, you will get to somewhere. And you don't have to read a page worth of disclaimers and all of that garbage. And then, you know, our next step is to basically show congressional members that you can do this in your own district and provide it for them, too. So there's so much, Joe. I would like to say that we work on 1,000 things, but you kind of got to accomplish one thing at a time.
Yeah, I know.
And not have 10 items that you never accomplish anything.
Yeah, I get it. It's so irritating for some of these guys that I've spoken with. You know, as much and they do their best not to badmouth. That's the funny thing about it. These guys have so much integrity. They do their best not to badmouth, but you can tell that they're in pain, and you can tell they'd like to feel like they're just more valuable than they do. So, you know, my hats go off.
Well,
you
know, the military is trained to do with what they have. It's typical. If I talk to a commander of a base and I say, hey, how is sequestration's done? Every commander will say, you know what, we've dealt with it. And, you know, you and I would probably say, well, it's killed us. It's done this, this, and this. But, you know, the commanders in the military say, well, we've dealt with it.
Wow.
And that's their training, and that's what they did.
Now, speaking of the military, you're on the House Armed Services Committee. And we're getting barraged with news of things that are going on in the Middle East, going on over in Europe, going on with our men and women over there. And I look at the numbers, and I know you're so much more versed in this than I am. But you know, you see that the president is throwing another 200 troops here, another 50 troops here, and you're saying to yourself, is this really enough? I mean, I know this is a broad question, but are we really handling the issues in the Middle East? Are we really giving the resources needed to make that? To be successful and not put any of our men in harm's way?
Well, what's going on in the Middle East right now is not just two hot areas. There's about six hot areas going on right now. And we are sending different special ops into certain areas to do certain kind of reconnaissance and connections to the local folks and things like that. But yeah, I believe that there should be a much stronger, not so much presence, but a much stronger ability to be involved in the Middle East. Now, I know that some people out there will say, well, he wants us to be involved in the Middle East. No, don't get me wrong here. But we can't just keep putting Band-Aids on things. And so what has happened over the last 7, 10, 12 years, I believe that a lot of our relationships have withered, and we don't have as good a relationship as we should with Israel, with Jordan, with a lot of our very good friends over in the Middle East. And when you have those good relationships and you have problems over there, then typically some of the countries can step up and put out some of the fires instead of us having to send over 2,000 troops to do certain things. So that is the first thing. Our relationships have to be much better with our friends in the Middle East. The second thing is we do have to have a better presence with the Navy, and that means that the Navy has to be more up-to-date and be able to complete our next aircraft carrier and get the next Ford-class aircraft carrier out. and so that we can have a rotating presence always in that part of the world. So it is a, you know, a 5-hour dissertation on what we need to do in the Middle East, but it does come back to we need better connections with our friends. We need the ability to react quicker. And, you know, I'm not here to cut on President Obama, but I think that President Obama has not taken that role as well as he should have. And that's as nice as I'll say it, but a lot of those relationships have deteriorated. And it's like I tell people is, if we have a great relationship with Poland and Romania and a lot of other NATO countries in Eastern Europe, then a lot of the things that we need to do, we might not have to pay for because right. they're already doing it.
Yep.
That's what happens when you've got a good friendship.
Well, you know,
but if you just say you've got a moderate friendship and we have to buy each of the shore missile defense for them instead of them being a partner and putting money into it, then it's a bigger burden on us.
No, I'll give you about a minute and a half to 2 minutes on this one. And you know, all we're hearing about is how the Air Force is having to go pilfer parts from other machines, actually even going into museums to get parts for equipment and stuff like that. You hear about the Navy not being up to par when it comes to the vessels that they need to protect us. It seems to be a very common comment going on about the military. Is this true? Is it just that the funds aren't being allocated? I mean, I'd feel nervous if I was a military person without the equipment I needed.
Yeah, it's not that we're not spending money on the military, because we are spending money on the military, but a lot of the money that we need for readiness and making sure that when we send a pilot off that they have a proper airplane and they are trained to fly that airplane, that's where we're finding the money is coming short. So a lot of these pilots are not getting the amount of hours in the cockpit that they need. And then if you saw there's a couple specials. I know the Fox put out a special on the Marine Corps F-18s where they've been pilfering parts and they said cannibalize other airplanes and things like that. Well, one of the issues is we've been at war for 16 years, and these airplanes have been flying in wars for 16 years. It's a much higher tempo, and that is a big part. But the second part is we haven't kept up, you know. The airplanes are built for 6,000 to 8,000 hours of flying time. We're pushing those airplanes at 9,000 to 10,000 hours.
Wow.
We need to make sure that we're buying the proper airplanes, making sure that we're putting the pilots in the cockpits, and that they have the amount of time in the cockpit to be proficient and then go and perform the mission. So it's more than people think. It's not just buying an F-18 and, you know, there you go.
Yep.
It's a lot, but. Well, I think we're getting a lot better, and we turned a page this year, especially with readiness and acquisition.
So we got about 20 or 30 seconds. How do people find out more about Congressman Knight?
Yeah, so a couple of ways. You can sign up right on my webpage at knight.house.gov, and you sign up for my Knight Vision. You'll get that every 10 days, and it'll show you where I am, what's happening. And secondly, you can sign up for Knight for Congress. And then third, I give this to everyone, no matter if I'm talking to 10 people or 10 million people. Here's my personal cell phone, 661-450-7422. Please don't leave me a message. Just text me.
You're crazy. Well, you know, good luck to you. I know you're running again. I'm behind you. I've endorsed you. I think you're a great guy, and you're doing a great job. So keep up the good work. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Because we're going to be back. Oh, no, wait a minute. We'll be back next week. It's the weekend. Have a great time. We'll see you later.